Well, please, we're joined right now on the Training 55 hot seat by the Health Minister for the Province of Alberta, Tyler Shandro. A number of things busy with the dealing with the COVID pandemic over the last few days. We appreciate the Minister Shandro for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for having me. Pleasure to talk to you.
All right. Well, one of the first things we want to cover today is the announcement we saw earlier about the expanded eligibility for Albertans to get their vaccine. All Albertans age 12 and up, kind of the general population, will soon be able to start getting their vaccine doses in the next few days, I understand it.
Yeah, great news, because originally what we were told by Health Canada that for those approvals for folks who are kids who are 12 to 15, it was going to take until about September for that research to be done. So great. Great decision and timely decision for Health Canada made that.
And I know the target that the province had earlier was getting every Albertan who wants to get the vaccine done by June 30th. And I understand that we might be a little bit ahead of schedule on that front, I believe.
We are, just because we have such a big distribution capacity in Alberta through our pharmacies as well as AHS. Rather than I think for the wider phase three rollout, we're just able to make it available to the rest of the province. And so looking forward to those folks being able to book their appointments. We now, in the next 28 days, will already have about 475,000 people who booked their appointments. But we know that with more vaccines coming from the federal government now in the next 4 weeks, than we anticipated, it allows us to open up that eligibility.
Of course, we also saw the province the other day announce some more tougher measures in public health restrictions and whatnot. And, you know, these measures are tough, but, you know, they have kind of been sort of proven to work, haven't they?
Well, in March, they worked. We didn't actually really have a first wave, actually because they worked so well. And, you know, I know that the frustrated people because if we didn't have cases, then they thought that we didn't need the measures. But is the opposite. We didn't have the cases because those measures worked. They brought down our cases in December. We were really hoping that the vaccines would beat the variants. The variants are winning right now. And until we get more vaccines out the door, unfortunately, these measures that we announced this week really are needed to just keep that pressure off of our healthcare system.
And you talk about the healthcare system, and you know that we've been seeing a lot more people getting hospitalized because of COVID-19, and you know, that's put a sort of an added strain on the healthcare system, because you know there are other reasons people need to go to the hospital or something. They feel like maybe they got a broken arm, or maybe they got, you know, a case of pneumonia or something. Like, so you know, so by trying to keep sort of the measures in place, keep sort of the COVID cases down, that could still sort of help these hospitals function with some other things they may have to attend to.
Yep, surgeries, cancer treatments. You're right, motor vehicle accidents as they come in, other workplace accidents. Those are exactly the reasons why we need to make sure that, look, and no matter what, every Albertan who needs critical care is going to get that critical care, regardless of our numbers. There's a lot of non-urgent stuff that we still need to get diagnosed and treated and for surgeries to continue on time. So, yeah, it has put a pressure on. We've added a whole bunch of capacity over the last year, working with AHS to have done that. And thank you to AHS for expanding that capacity. But with these cases the way they are, if we don't start stopping the spike over the next few weeks, then we're going to have even more pressure on that healthcare system.
We always like to kind of end things off on sort of a lighter note whenever we have guests on the hot seat. Now, when it comes to sort of recreation activity, I know you've mentioned before on the show that you're big into skiing, but that's obviously very much a wintertime activity. So obviously with the snow kind of going away, we're getting close to summertime. What's kind of sort of the go-to activity for you during the summer?
Does parenting count? you know what? My bike was stolen recently, and I found out that with everybody wanting to do more and more outdoor activities, you can't even buy a new bike in Calgary these days. So I've borrowed a bike from a friend who had more than one, and so I think there's going to be a lot of biking in the near future, which will be good. Hopefully a lot of the biking with the kids too, because they're a blast to go out on the pathways with.
So it's nice to take some time to deal with the kids and your active family. Keep everyone healthy as well. The Minister of Health for the Province of Alberta, Tyler Shandro, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thanks, Kyle.